Thank you for tuning in to Biz Tips with the Biz Pro on Biz Tips Radio. I am Stephen McCarroll, your co-host. Biz Tips Radio offers the best in online business radio education for the small business entrepreneur. Whether you're a work-at-home individual or you have a brick-and-mortar business, Carlin's training will uncover an idea that we're sure you'll be able to use in your business this week, maybe even today. Every week, Carlin shares ideas, concepts, strategies, tips, and more with you, her listeners. And, you know, Carlin's been in the business community for over 35 years. She's owned multiple companies. She's owned her own skincare cosmetic company. She's built an internet marketing technology organization and has built teams in the thousands in the home-based business industry. She is a million-dollar producer. And I'd say that those credentials qualifies her to advise, counsel, coach all of us today, and I'm sure you'd agree with that statement. Do you need business ideas, strategies, tips, scripts, and more? If so, be sure to visit the sponsor of the show, Trends2000.net. At the Trends 2000 Training Center, they're on 24/7 daily. Just point your browser to Trends2000.net, and there's a lot of free training materials there for you. It's absolutely free. Now, if you want to follow our show, it's really simple. Just look to the top of the show page. You'll see our Twitter link, our Facebook link there. You can also click the follow button, and every time we have a show, the system will send you an email to remind you. And just a reminder that our show airs every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Biz Tips with the Biz Pro. Point your browser to biztipsradio.com. biztipsradio.com, and that's how you find us. And if you'd like to join Carlin's Facebook group, just go to facebook.com/groups/thebiz with a Z, the Biz Pro. facebook.com/groups/thebizpro. You and I were talking the other day about this subject.
Well, if you have a pen and paper handy, that's going to be good. But if you're driving, don't do that. So, and no texting while you're driving. I was sharing and talking with someone who's brand new in the business. And as we were discussing, this wonderful pastor shared with me, we were talking a little bit about the importance of kind of giving birth to whether it be your children or your newbies that come on board and kind of working and helping them from the milk to the baby food part of the business and to actually moving into the meat and potatoes. And I said, gosh, it's so important that we work to teach people how to do things in the right way, because what we do duplicates. Right or wrong, it duplicates. And sometimes we think that because we're in a faster-paced world, we should shortcut things. And unfortunately, we sell people short when we do that. And we were reflecting back and forth, and I love, he brought up Hosea. We were talking about, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So I think that's in Hosea 4:6, I believe. And in Proverbs, it says, he who increases in knowledge increases in power. I want to share with you that I believe that knowledge is power, but the application of your knowledge is what becomes powerful. So it's not just learning this stuff and keeping the knowledge to yourself. It's actually applying it and moving forward. So I'm hoping today will help you just a little bit. When you're brand new and you get started in the business, and that's after you've, of course, placed your first order and you've gotten your kit and your website and all that's done, you should have a little welcome letter from your enroller or your support line. And that welcome letter should help you to get on track to now schedule what I call a 48-hour follow-up. And, you know, that should be done in 48 to 72 hours. It's important. That's when the excitement level is there, and then this is when you need to know, what are your action steps? What do I do now? Well, you really have to sit down with that that support line, that enroller, your mentor, and they have to discover something that's very key to how to help you in the business. So the way I want to help the people that I work with is very simply, I need to know what's their why. Why did they decide to do this business? Why did they choose this company? Why me? What's their belief level? And if they don't have a belief level, they'll have to borrow from mine or my support line. So I have to find out where we're missing, where we're lacking, and the why. I always say your why in your business should make you cry. Your why is not about money. It's finally about that sick and tired, that pain. You're either motivated by pain or pleasure, and it's that particular fact that has now caused you to say, I'm so sick and tired about this particular thing that I want to do something about it. And I love how we've listened to leaders and they have shared their why, and I've heard them, and I can see how their why could be so deep heartfelt that they are motivated beyond belief to making things happen. Then I want to know, when I'm working with somebody, if you were to achieve what you want to do, what are you going to do with the money that you do make? What are your plans to do with that? So I want to get you dreaming a little bit. I want you to see your dreams and vision and start that goal board, that vision of where we're headed and what we're going to do. Now, I teach things in a very simple process. I believe it has to stay simple, but I teach things in a high, medium, and low goal fashion. And the reason I do this is because of my age. I remember when I was growing up, it was always you either passed or you failed. So I decided, look at, why do we have to pass or fail? Why don't we just become pass or get more advanced passing or win big? So I like that. So here's the neat thing. Here's how you determine what your goals are. If I were to say to you, well, how many hours do you want to put in this business this week? How many hours will you dedicate? And you say, well, I think I can dedicate like two to three hours. You say, okay. So then 2 hours becomes what I call your middle goal, and or you can move it a little bit and call it your low goal. But 2 hours would be considered the middle, and then I cut it in half, and then 1 hour is the low. And then I double it to 4 hours as the high, or add 1 hour and say 3 hours is your high. So let's start there. So now you have a high, medium, and low goal. If you achieve minimum, you'll never do less than your lowest goal, and you strive for your middle, well, then if you're feeling excited about the results, you'll go for the high goal. So you always will hit one of the goals on your list. This way you can't feel like, oh, I'm such a loser, I'm such a failure, I didn't do anything, because that self-talk starts to really get in there and overtake where we're trying to go. So we want to keep it all moving in a positive direction and feeling good. The same thing is how many people will you call, how much time, everything is high, medium, and low. So what's the next step to your next goal? And then now it becomes that I know that about you, I begin to set down your plan. The plan of what we need to do to take you, according to the compensation plan, to getting and achieving putting your business in the black. That's important, because if you have your money back and your business is in the black and it's not costing you anymore, then you can't say, I don't have to find new money. I'm gaining my money and I'm making money, so I want to keep moving in this direction. So then I begin to set down the plan. We now know how many hours we're going to work in the week, how many days we're going to put forward what we're trying to do, and we mark that off in the calendar. Are you going to work Monday, Tuesday? Are you going to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? What's your personal goal? And you set it down, and then you become accountable to yourself. You know, I watched a movie the other day, and I was really inspired. This movie, what they did is this guy had had problem after problem after problem, and he actually needed to enter a 12-step program. And I was quite impressed with the 12-step program, the patience and the love and the acceptance of every time he failed or every time he didn't measure up, that nobody was there to judge him. You see, we as support line, becoming a good leader, have to work with those new people that come in also and exercise like that 12-step program, or like, as we've heard it says, the love of the Lord. We have to give that unconditional love out, because We've all had those parents that made us to help feel as though we're less than or inferior because we didn't measure up. So nobody wants a parent in this business. So let's get rid of the idea that you're somebody's parent and they work for you. As they step up to the plate, you need to be able to be there as a good support line and match that energy and come alongside them and make them so that they are excited to work with you and don't take responsibility for what they do. I love to ask people, how do you feel about what you did today? Which is the next step of what I do. I actually have what's called an accountability contract. I make a simple agreement with people. I know the word contract is harsh and agreement is softer, so there's right words and wrong words to use, but I'm just telling you, it's a simple agreement between me and that person I'm working with. I tell them what I'll agree to do, and I ask them, will you be a coachable? Will you be a team player? Will you be accountable when you set down your goals to at least calling me, whether you met those goals or not? And then it's I will be there to help you with the skills I have and the skill set. Will you do these things? Will you know that this is your business, and will you take accountability for your business and your business actions? Because nobody, it's not anybody's responsibility to make somebody else's business work. I love the fact that in this particular kind of comp plan, I can go out and work and bless other people with my effort. That's a beautiful thing. If I want to come down and fill holes and bless, you know, make that thing go into a matrix fashion instead of a binary by itself and throw right and left, and I want to go in and fill all the gaps and the holes, that's my blessing I get to do. But the responsibility of getting paid and taking accountability and taking those next steps belongs to you, that person that's your business. So those things are important for me to set the standard right off the bat. So a simple accountability contract. And I set the goal that I want to hear from my new people. They get a designated 5-minute time frame to call me, and we simply set up, what are you going to do today for your business? What is part of your goals? And then what are you going to do those activities? And good. And then we go on, and I say, great. Okay, I look forward to hearing how today went. Tomorrow they call at the same time, and in that 5-minute thing, the conversation kind of goes like this. So how did you do yesterday on your goals? If the thing is, I didn't get it done, I didn't achieve it, the simple fact is, okay, so what did you learn by that? Then let them come up with the answers and solutions, because we all have those solutions. Sometimes we just need to get them out of ourselves. So I let people tell me what they learn, and I say, great, and find the good thing about what they learn, and say, great. So the next time you meet a goal, you'll know how to overcome that particular objection next time. So we take it, and they're stepping stones to learning how to build your business and your character. Then the next thing, if it's a great day and it went really well and they achieved everything, I said, wow, how do you feel about that? And they're like, I'm so excited because of the reason. I'm so excited that you're excited about your activity. It doesn't mean that I have to stroke them as a parent and say, well, I'm really proud of you, because it doesn't matter whether I'm proud of them or not. It's how they feel about their business. But to say I'm excited for you and you're moving in the great direction and inspire them to continue to move, that's my job as a support line. So the next thing is, after we've got our accountability calls, we start on the project. Now, the next thing after I do a 48-hour list, remember we're doing the 48-hour follow-up, is everything I just covered with you. And then what we're going to do is have them talk about accountability, and you have to tell them what you're going to do also. The next thing is to teach them properly how to make a list. So I give them a sheet that has, 50 on a sheet and then 50. So I give them two of these, and I say, my challenge to you is see if you can fill 100 names, because everybody knows at least 50 to 100 people. We do, even though we don't think we do. And then to help them, I give them a memory jogger. And then I work also on a very simple script of how we're going to do things. But setting up this list is key right now. So I tell them, I don't want you to prejudge anybody, because people will think that, I don't want to talk to so-and-so because they're probably not going to be interested. And I want you to make this list, and so let's have some fun. Let's make this list, and I call this your spy list. And they look at me like, what? So very simply, here's how we do it. Your spy list, it's going to be a prospect list. I want you to write down everybody you know. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go back and rate that list. So I tell them, put the name, phone number, and email address of that person. If they're out of state, you can even put the state, because I don't need a whole lot once we do that, right? So we're going to just need to get a hold of them. The next thing I want is I want you to go through and rate this list. So I don't want you to go through and rate it SPI. I want you to go through first and rate it S. So you go through with every single person on the outside of the number. I want you to put an S if you believe the person that you're looking at right there is somebody you admire and is successful. So the S is for success. So is this somebody who you believe is successful in life? And put an S next to their name. Go through the entire list. If you have 100, go through the entire list to get the success for me. The next thing I want you to do is come back through that list, and now I want you to make the P. The P is for people you believe is personable, people who are good with other people. They're personable. So put that P there if that's next. Put that next to the S, okay? After you go through the entire list, I want you to come back and do it again. I want you to really look at that name, and I want you to say, is that somebody who you believe is influential, somebody who has the ability to influence other people, inspire other people? So that's what that I represents. So put that I there. And if you see an SPI on every one of those names, I make them write on the bottom of this list, do not call my spies. And the reason is this is the most powerful people that they'll get a hold of. They're the ones normally that intimidate most people. They're the people like maybe that you think is too professional, or the doctor, or somebody that you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I could never talk to. This is the perfect time for me as the support partner to help make those calls and be able to talk to them. Because there's something that happens when you are able to introduce me to your friend or vice versa. It works like this. Remember, these people actually trust you. And because they trust you, when we do a three-way call and talk to them, when you introduce me, out of the trust that they have for you, they want to make you look good, they'll respect what I have to say. They don't know me. They know you. Okay? Remember, a prophet's never received in their own hometown. So you don't want to go after people who sometimes know all the ins and outs about you because they're thinking, yeah, I know you. Okay? But they'll trust you when you say, hey, is this a good time to talk? And there's a certain script that I teach them that comes next just to do the simple invite so we can three-way. And a script to introduce to strangers and a script to introduce to your warm market of people you want to talk to. Now, write this down if you're taking notes. This is really important. See, you are the person who is, you're going to be the messenger, but you want to bring them to the message. And the message is who's ever going to do that presentation or that delivery of the program for you. So you want to always keep on the hat that is the messenger. You can be excited. You can talk about why you're jazzed, but you're never going to give the facts. You're never going to give any information. And here's the rule. If you're somebody who constitutes a good leadership person and you're already up there and you kind of, but I know how to talk to people, then here's the rule if you are already ready to present. The rule is when I talk to people is I either tell you all of it or I tell you none of it. Did you hear that? You either tell them all of it or you tell them none of it. So when they're saying, oh, wow, well, I don't have a whole lot of time, but tell me, you go, listen, I'm either going to take the time to do this right and not cut you short. So I'm either going to tell you all of it or I'm going to tell you none of it. So if you don't have the time right now for us to do all of it, then let's do this right so that I'm not cutting you short and I'm not leaving something out that's key or important. You know, nobody's going to fault you for that. They're going to admire and admonish and lift up and go, oh, my gosh, and they're going to emulate that because they're going to go, this person didn't want to sell me short. Remember the three things that most prospects are always looking for as you're working to present with them and you're leading them to the place of the business you want them to see is you want them to know that they are special, they are chosen, and what's in it for them. That's all they want to know. Make me feel special, make me feel chosen, and what's in it for me? And if you can't do those three things effectively, that's why you need to follow somebody who knows how to do those things because that is key to making those people. Now I will say this, timing, opportunity, and money must come together. If those three things do not align, you will not have a sale. So don't take that personal. Okay, I call that Q-tip. Quit taking it personal, Q-tip. That's timing, opportunity, and money have to come together for you to create a sale. So have you ever felt it's the right time and the person just doesn't have the money, so you can't do anything? You have to work around that, right? Or maybe, gosh, I'm so busy, this is just not the right time, but they have the money and the opportunity is right, but they just don't have the time. So remember, timing, opportunity, and money must come together. All right. Now it's time to contact those people and get those people on different lists. Now, let me tell you what your job is as a new person in this business. It's not to sell your product. It's not to sell the program. It's not. Guess what it is? It's to get new names on a list and new names off the list. That's all your job is. So always carry a prospecting list with you of new people that you meet, and always keep adding to your warm market list. So carry something that always allows you to put new people on the list and get new people off the list, because that's how you grow and develop your business. There's a few action steps that are key to doing and network marketing, and they're simply becoming a product of your product, learning how to properly invite, getting people to a presentation, following up, and making sure they have the right training to do the same thing to duplicate. So action step number one is to be a product of the product. You have to do the same thing, right? Be a product of your product. Inviting. Did you know that 90% of the people you invite and sponsor into your business are people you already know? Get ready. 90% of them are already people that you know that will come into your business. That is an industry statistic. So, okay, action step number three is proper presentation. So you've created this list, and so how are you going to present? There's ways to do this. It's on the phone. It's by doing that three-way call that we call so crucially important, right? And there are etiquette and protocol rules for doing three-way calls. So we can cover that another time, or you can go to biztipsradio.com and you can catch one of those shows that teach that specific training. That's on biztipsradio.com, and that's free. The other thing is to do one-on-one, or I call it two-on-one, or two-on-two. It's to do over-the-table presentations, putting your feet under a coffee table with somebody. So it's where you make a personal time to meet with somebody and do that one-on-one or two-on-one if you take your enroller with you or your sponsor or upline. That's great. So the support line loves to do that. The next thing is to have awesome meetings at a meeting. And if you want guaranteed attendance at a meeting, don't just invite them and give them the address. Tell them you'll pick them up. Make it a fun time. Put sandwiches in a little bag. Tell them, hey, listen, don't bother with dinner. I'm going to have dinner. We'll eat in the car or whatever. And make it kind of fun. Have sandwiches, maybe pick up Subway, whatever you have to do. But pick up your guest. Put them in your car. That gives you a chance to build your relationship and rapport with them. Then that allows you the ability to let them see the meeting and never say to them, what do you think? Don't say that. Say, what do you like most about what you saw? What really touched you? What was ministering to you in what you saw? That's what you want to know. You want to get into the heart of where to help them to make your close. And then you have all that time to build that rapport on the way home to make sure that you're going to guarantee that sale. Again, still adding and building into the relationship and friendship. The other one is on your personal website, and I don't like to blast out an email for anything, so make sure that you talk to somebody specifically, and especially if you're sharing the product, because that's another one, share the product. And then, of course, going and showing using the DVDs that they have or the YouTubes that's been put together or places on the Internet to help do the presentation. You're going to sponsor three types of people. You're going to sponsor product users, right, people that just want the product. Or you're going to sponsor someone who wants the product or your service, and they're going to supplement their income. So they're going to be a part-time part-timer. And then you're going to find the third person will be the person that's been looking for that perfect plan B and wants to change the course of their life and their lifestyle, and they're ready to really look at this thing and make it a full-time business once they get started. So they may have to transition into that. step four is the one of the most crucial steps. Even when you're handing out product, you have to also make sure that you're writing everybody that you give and gift product to. Make sure that they're using it properly, but you've got to go for the follow-up. That's step four. If you're not doing the follow-up, you're going to lose and have people fall through the cracks, and you're going to waste your time and your money on and your energy and efforts if you're not following up. So you want to make sure that those people have their product experience. You want to talk to them. You want to make sure they use it properly. You want to go all the way through, and you want to build your rapport. And the ways to do great follow-up is, of course, to use your phone, use some texting, use email, and don't forget, an old-fashioned way that does still work is to send cards and inspirational notes to people like that through the mail, because those don't come anymore, and now when you do send them, they really stand out. So that really puts you head and shoulders above the rest, okay? And the last step, number five, is training. To get things like what you're hearing right now, how to do your training, and what to do next. So it really is simple. Once you started your contact list, you just got to do some critical activities, but watch how simple. You want to keep our business simple. Watch this. Invite to a presentation, enroll, 48-hour follow-up. That's it. Invite, presentation, enroll, 48-hour follow-up. That's what you want to do for success, and you want that duplication. And you want to make sure that you're keeping track of everything that's happening and going on with those new people. Okay, scripts are very simple. We'll cover it. Let's see if I have time to do that in just a minute. I want to keep it down. Ryan, I'm going to have you do the timekeeping real quick. I use tally sheets for accountability on my dials, my connects, my appointments, my presentations, and my closes. Those are so important. So you can work those with the people you're working. How many dials will you make? How many contacts? How many appointments? Everything's set in high, medium, and low. So take your first goal, stick your low goal there, make it go up by half. So if I said I'm gonna do 20 dials, that would probably be a medium goal when somebody goes above that, right? So 10 would be a low goal, so you want to make sure you hit it. And then you want to, if you want to really push yourself, you can double it. Instead of going 20 and adding 10, you can double it. But that's the theory I've always taught, is how to do that. Now, I want to teach you this, too. This is real simple. What do you want to happen in your business? What is your outcome of what do you project? This is what I'm looking for. 50% of everything happens. So if you have 10 dials, you got 50%. That's going to be 5 connects, and out of that 50%, that's going to be 2 to 3 appointments, and then the presentations going to be half of that, and then it's going to be the closes. So the bottom line is, if you want more out of your business, you put more into it, and know that liars figure, but figures never lie. The numbers will tell us what's happening. That's how you help your new people, by checking in with them. What'd you do yesterday? How many? This and that. And then you should be able to get people through those presentations, and you should be able to see the numbers of closes, and then you'll be able to see the results that you're getting for the effort that you're doing. That's where it's all about, right? Put out, and then reap the rewards. So what you sow, you'll begin to reap back. But it is consistency. I do want you to know that the number one important thing in your business is the consistent activity you do daily. Now, not just busy work, consistent money-making activity you do daily is what's going to get you the results to building the kind of business and the outcome you truly want. With that, I think we might be right at that 30-minute mark. All right, what's your positive thought for today?
Here's the positive thought for today. Things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. That comes to us from football coach John Wooden. And remember, our show airs every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And just point your browser to biztipsradio.com. Don't forget, success doesn't just happen. You've got to plan for it. Good night, and we'll see you next week.